Jess, good morning.
I should say good evening. It's like 5 o'clock in the evening here, but good morning to all of you in Australia.
There we go. Time differences. Absolutely love it. Now, how cold is it over there?
Look, it's gotten a little bit warmer today. Today it got up to about 1 degree Celsius.
Oh.
Yesterday we hit -7, and the day before it felt like -12 with the wind. So it's a little bit chillier than the heat wave you guys have got going on over there, but it's getting warmer, which is very encouraging.
Oh, 1 degree. I don't like the fact that that's warm.
We felt so warm today. I was throwing my coat off. I've had to go out and buy all new winter gear, new boots to deal with the snow, a new jacket to deal with this wind. But it was all coming off today. 1 degree is a bit of a treat over here at the moment.
Oh, that does not sound like my sort of weather at all. Now, it's actually been making news here over in Australia. I don't know if you know, but whenever we turn on the TV over here, we get shots of all the cars buried in snow and all that jazz. What's the city like at the moment?
Oh, Tess, I can tell you what, if it's making news over there, it's all we see over here at the moment. Every time I turn the television on, we're going to die. It's all happened and nothing's looking too good. Look, it was a pretty dire situation there for a second. 11 states over here in the US declared a state of emergency, including New York. New York City, I'm in at the moment. We declared a state of emergency on Saturday morning, and by 2:30 in the afternoon, all the taxi cabs, every bus, train, everything was off the road. It was quite a sight to see, considering that New York is one of the busiest cities in the world. We were walking down Times Street in the middle of the road throwing snowballs at each other because apparently cabs stopped at 2:30. We didn't realise that, being 23 blocks away from our hotel. So walking home in a blizzard was quite an experience and quite a fun one as well. But look, you know, 10,000 flights have been cancelled. Unfortunately, 34 people have died over here as well. 34 road accidents. A few people have unfortunately passed away shoveling snow, having heart attacks. It's actually quite a lot more dangerous than we're giving it credit, but we're having a fantastic time regardless. We've had some great snow fights. We were up in Central Park having amazing snow fights until a big snow plow came over and buried us in snow. In New York, there were 34 inches here.
34
now, believe
inches.
It or not, that's only the second snowiest. I know. I don't know what that is in centimetres, because all we're talking about over here is inches. I'm thinking of Subway sandwiches. That's quite a few Subway sandwiches.
That's a lot. That's, well, if it's a 6-inch stacked on each other, I think, 3 or 4 times. So that's a lot.
That's a decent stack of 6-inch sandwiches there. Now, at one point, the snow is falling at a rate of 7.6 centimetres an hour.
Whoa.
Which is crazy. The doorman at our hotel had to keep shoveling snow off the path just so we didn't get kind of locked in there for a while, but it's been phenomenal. Today, not as fun. This is 2 days after the storm. It's currently Monday here, Monday evening. And I tell you what, snow when it falls, super fun. Snow when it melts into slush, not as fun.
Ooh.
All the roads are saturated. Every time we go to step off a sidewalk, we get up to our knees in disgusting brown sludge. But you know what? The city's reopened, which is really great. A lot of the shops closed, obviously, on Saturday. All the public transport went down, including cabs. Everyone was kind of in a bit of a situation where there was not a lot to do in the big city, in the Big Apple. But now everything's reopening. The snow is starting to melt. And thankfully, we're getting some warmer weather too.
Yeah, 1 degree.
Yeah, 1 degree, I know. We're thankful for that degree, Kathy. We're very thankful for that degree. I tell you what, as I said, I had to go out and buy all new snow gear because we are just not prepared for this weather over here. But it's been fantastic, fun, very, very serious and dire situation. A lot of states, Washington got it a lot worse than we did. Even Arkansas got some really heavy snow there for a while. But New York City itself fared not too badly. We see, as we're walking down the side of the road, a lot of cars buried under snow. I saw an NYPD car completely covered. All I could make out was a mirror and the P and the Y in in that car. That's the only reason I could tell it was a car under there. But it's going to be quite a huge cleanup effort here for a couple of days.
So you were talking about the roads before. Are there actually, do they have cars back on the roads, or is it too slushy still?
Cars are back on the road, which is quite a big task. A lot of side streets, like as we were walking home, I think it was 43rd, was still shut down with massive snowplow efforts going on there. You know, 3 or 4 huge ploughing trucks following each other, just trying to get these roads a little bit cleared up. But we have got a lot of cars back on the road today. This morning, a lot of the trains were back up and running. All of the trains that are above ground, you know, bar the subway, were all shut down for quite a while there. 10,000 flights have been cancelled across the country, which is pretty intense. So there's a lot of chaos going on at airports, but roads are up and running. And the only thing that problem would that be would be all the sludge that we now have to deal with getting flicked up at us from car wheels, which isn't as fun as you think.
No, that doesn't sound like too much fun. Well, it sounds completely hectic over there, but thank you so much for giving us an update on that one, Jess.
Not a problem. Thanks, Tess. Happy Australia Day.
Oh, thank you. And to you over there in America.
Bye, Tess.